What I have here, and some of you may have seen this earlier today because I recognize some faces, is basically a deck that I presented in the morning about Outlook on the web, and in particular, some of the new features that we have been working on and releasing in the last few few months or so. We have things to show in triage, compose, attachments, calendar, people, and tailored experiences. We have 20 minutes today or for this session, so we may not be able to go through these all today, but I want to give a quick sort of outline. And if there's something that you want to see that we're not able to cover today, I would encourage you to take a look at the session that we had earlier today, where we went through all these in more detail, so you can see that at your convenience after today as well. So let's go over that. Let me go back a little bit. And I forgot, but introduce myself. My name is Eduardo Malo. I'm a lead program manager on the Outlook on the Web team. I may be joined by Dave, one of my colleagues, later on. We'll see if he's able to join or not. And this is not working, so. We talk about that. All the demos that I'm gonna give during the session today are gonna be, of course, based on Outlook on the Web. But you may have seen these in other sessions at Ignite so far, that we're trying really hard to make sure that all these innovation that we work on, we're able to deliver them across all the different Outlook endpoints. So again, today, this demo will be all about Outlook on the web, but pretty much everything that I'm going to show is available or will be available across these other endpoints very soon. The other thing that a lot of people ask is, about on-premise. I'm not going to be covering on-premise with a lot of details today. All the demos are based on a tenant that I have in production. Most of these features will become available in some future on-premise release, but again, that's not something we're focusing on a lot today. So let me switch to the account that I want to give a couple of demos for. So again, this is in production, real code, no smoke mirrors. Start with some of the work that we've been doing in the triage space to help you focus on the things that matter to you the most. You may have seen Focus Order. This is a feature that was initially introduced with Outlook Mobile for iOS or Android, and we're bringing it over to all the other Outlook endpoints. It works a lot like Clutter. As a matter of fact, it shares a lot of the same backend technology that Clutter has. As a matter of fact, even when we release Focus Order, we'll essentially be replacing Clutter with Focus Order. So emails will stop going to Clutter, and all you're gonna have is Focus Order. And it's a very simple idea. We classify messages that we think are really important to you, and we put them in the focus view. So all these messages are messages that I probably want to see them as soon as they arrive. And then there's all the other stuff that I get, you know, whether it's a newsletter or some announcement from HR or whatnot. That is not really that important, so I can always take a look at it later. And then we put those in the order tab. In my case here, I actually don't have anything in my order tab, but let's see if I go back and I look at something like, let's see if I have a good example here. This email here, I actually don't think it's all that important, so I want to make sure that in the future I don't get those messages in my focus view. I can actually right-click, move to order. I can move just this message, or I can essentially create a rule to always move messages from that user. And not only it will move that message, but we use that as a signal to help train the model that we use to classify messages. So the more you use it, the more you correct the classification, the better the classification becomes for you. So that's focus order. Something else that we have released a while back that is kind of a pretty neat feature, in particular for people that use their inbox or their to-do list, is pinning. And it's essentially a slightly different way of flagging messages. So for example, if I pin this message, it will basically move it to the very top of my inbox. And no matter what, no matter which new messages I get, no matter what happens over time, that message will always be at the top because it just pinned it to the top of my inbox. Let's say this one is also pretty important. I can pin it as well. And I can basically create a little to-do list that will always be on the top of the list view. So I'm not going to forget, like I can perhaps forget with flagged messages, which just keep flowing down the list as new messages come in. So pinning is a really good way to make sure that you don't forget of something really important that you have to go do. I like to think of pinning as sticky notes that you can stick on your monitor, right? And one of the reasons I like that sort of analogy is a sticky note is hard to ignore. But the other thing is you can only have so many sticky notes on your monitor before you realize you have too many sticky notes. Same with pinning. If you pin too many items, everything's going to be on the top of your inbox, and then you're going to realize you need to start getting through some of those items so that you can actually have a manageable pin view. So that's pinning. If I'm done with these, they'll just go back to where they were before. So that's pinning. Another one that's kind of cool that another triage feature we introduced recently is undo. So let's say that I select 5 messages from this guy, and I delete, if I can click on the delete button. And that was a mistake. I wasn't supposed to have deleted those 5 messages. I'm sure some of you may have done this by accident at least once or twice today. Control Z or undo on the right top right corner brings them all back, as you would expect from any type of undo feature. So now we have undo in OWA. And last but not least, we have this other new feature called sweep. And sweep is essentially a way of running inbox rules for some of your messages to with the purpose of cleaning up. So I have all these messages from this MOD administrator, for example. I can click on sweep. And then I have a few options. It's mostly around deleting and archiving. But for example, I can say, let's choose this one here. I can keep the latest message and delete the rest. So what we'll do is for all messages from this user, it will delete everything that I have right now and only keep one, the most recent one. And going forward, if I get a lot of messages from that sender, it will automatically delete the old ones and only keep the most recent one. Or I can say only keep messages from the less than 10 days older. So it's a way to have auto-cleaning messages for you if that is something that you want to do. So it's creating the rule. Rule was created, and I should only have one message from that sender. If I can find it here, should be somewhere here. Not this one. I'm not finding it right now, but it should be somewhere here, trust me. Thank you, it is in order. So thanks for rescuing me of my own demo. So there you go. But that was the most recent message from that sender. So that was a little bit of triage. Let me show some of the things that we have also done for calendar that I think some of you may find interesting. So first thing we've done is we introduced here at the bottom left corner what we call module switcher. As I say every time I show this, it's the most boring demo that we can have in OWA. What the module switcher does is allows you to switch between mail, calendar, people, tasks, and back to email. It is very boring, but for any user that is coming from Outlook desktop or Outlook for Mac, it is a very simple thing that makes the web UI easier transition for them. And if you are a web user, it makes that navigation one fewer click, makes it easy for you to navigate between those things. Small thing, not a very exciting demo, but something that everybody gives me thumbs up, and that's good to see. Now, navigating to calendar is still something that can be a little bit disruptive and requires some context switching. And a lot of times, all you want to do when you switch when you want to go to Calendar, the only thing you want to do is you want to do what your next appointment is, right? So that you know where you need to be and also how much time you have between now and your next appointment. You should not need to go to your calendar just for that. So we introduced a feature that we call Up Next, and you may have already seen it because it's right here on top of my list view. So at the very top of the message list, we show basically what your very next appointment is. In this case, I don't have anything left today. My next appointment is only tomorrow at noon. But you can imagine if I had something in the next hour or so, this would give me a very easy way to see what my next meeting is and how much time I have between now and then. As a matter of fact, I may want to see a little bit more of what I have, not only my very next meeting, but maybe I want to see the next meeting and the one after that. I could go to calendar, or I could just click here and get a deeper sort of sneak peek into what I have for the rest of the day, or even a little bit of tomorrow, right? One more thing you can do from here as well, again, not having to go to calendar just to perform small tasks, is, for example, you can click on an item and you can edit or delete. This is if I'm the organizer. Let's see if I have another example here. I guess I'm the organizer for all these meetings, but if the meeting was scheduled by somebody else and I was one of the attendees, I can accept decline. And if the meeting was a Skype meeting, I can join the Skype meeting directly from here. So all those basic meeting-related operations I can perform from the email module without having to go to calendar. Of course, if I do want to see full calendar, I can also go there. As a matter of fact, one thing that you may have seen now that I'm in calendar is we introduced a few features recently. You may have seen that we have weather information automatically into your calendar. We've had this one for a while. More recently, we introduced what we call interesting calendars. And initially, we focused most on sports, but you can imagine us adding other types of calendars for TV shows and other events that may be of interest for the general public. And what that does is it basically allows us, in this case, to see, for example, I have calendars for a lot of the local teams. So I have college football, baseball, and NFL for the local teams. So I can see, for example, next week who the Falcons are playing against. And I guess next week, if I switch. So next week they're playing the Panthers. And I can see pretty much what the schedule for all these teams for the upcoming weeks are. And if for games that have happened already in the past, we also even update the item later with the final score. So if you forgot what happened with the Falcons last time they played, they beat the Saints 45-32. Okay, so let's see what else we have here for demo. And I'm running a little bit short on time, so I'm going to have to hurry up a little bit. I want to show what we've done with attachments. Some of you may have seen from the past how we are able to automatically connect to OneDrive for Business and be able to select attachments from OneDrive for Business and include those in your messages, right? I can do that. And I can attach those OneDrive for Business files as a copy, as a regular attachment, or I can just make it basically be a reference. So it looks like an attachment, but in reality, it's just a link to that document on OneDrive for Business. So we had this for a while. I think we showed this at the last Ignite. You may have seen it before. What we have announced recently is now we go beyond just OneDrive for Business. We allow you to connect to things like Dropbox, which I have connected here. I can also add Box, Google Drive, and Facebook. So all these providers you can configure to have them connected directly to your OWA mailbox. A common question that a lot of admins ask is, can I disable that functionality for my end users? Yes, you can also disable that if you choose to do so. And after you have that connected or that configured, you're pretty much handling attachments just like with OneDrive for Business. So in this case, it's a Dropbox file. I can attach as a Dropbox file, which is essentially a link to that file on my Dropbox account. Or I can attach as a copy, which will simply download that file from my Dropbox account and insert on the message like a regular attachment. One more thing I want to show with attachments that some of you may not have seen before is what we call side-by-side. And what it is it's basically the idea of being able to work on a document in attachment and having the context of the conversation side-by-side so that you can see those at the same time and have that additional context. So I'm opening this attachment that was in this message I got from Alex. So I have the attachment, I have the message, I can work on those side by side. As a matter of fact, I can click on this edit reply button, and I'll then have a read-write copy of that document so I can make some changes to it on the fly. Same on the email. And send it away. And without ever having to leave OWA, I was able to open the attachment, make change to the attachments, and send it back to the sender, all within one very simple, very streamless workflow. Wi-Fi has been a little bit flaky, so that may have been why we got this error message. But I guess you get the picture. Let's see if I try again. If it's going to work. But if it fails, it fails. But it should essentially send a reply with those changes in the document. And it worked the second time. So I think that's what I had for today. I think I'm right at the end of my time slot. So I know it was a little bit rushed. And I don't know if somebody's coming next. But I'm happy to take questions. And if I need to move aside, happy to stay a little longer and take more questions as well. Yeah, so the question was, can I turn off the ability to save files to Facebook and Dropbox and so on? And yes, absolutely you can. The email itself? Yeah, so if we can save it anywhere else. So the question was, can I save that document that modifies somewhere else other than sent items? It depends on how the email was composed to begin with. In this case, it was what we call a classic attachment. So the attachment was in the message itself. And all those changes go to sent items, and you cannot change that. However, what you can also do is you can, whenever you're sending the original message, let's say if you, let me pick a local file. Pick this Excel here. So I can send it as a classic attachment, so it will be embedded in the message. Or I can upload and attach as a OneDrive file. So if I send that way, when the other person is making the edits, they will be making the edits on the same copy of that file on OneDrive for Business. So that's the option that they have, is to work on the very same copy, which is hosted on OneDrive. Do you have the option for the question is it always edit, or can be edit, or can it be read-only, right? So by default, as you can see, it says recipients can edit. It's a little small, but if I click here, I can change permissions to make it view-only. And in this case, you still have access to it, but you're not going to be able to make any changes. Cool. Any other questions? Cool. So I guess I'll wrap up. Thanks again for coming, and enjoy the rest of Ignite.